Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Inspired Conversation, podcast number 13 with Karen Kirkendall. Today I have a special guest, Kay Fittis, who is a master of success. And Kay was on our radio show this summer, and she talked about what it takes to succeed pretty much in a general way. But today I want to really drill down and talk about something regarding your success. And it's the subject of visibility.
Yes.
And this is not just for a business owner, but anyone who even is an employee. So welcome, Kay. Let's talk about visibility.
Oh, let's do. Yeah, it's great to be back, Karen.
Yeah,
great to have you. With you and with Inspired Conversations. We really do have a juicy topic today, invisibility. It's a subject that often makes people shake in their shoes.
Yeah.
And that was one of the main reasons that I created a program just on visibility.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did this program, I will tell you, people just really jumped in with both feet and got excited about it. And we saw some extraordinary things.
I would agree with that because I was part of one of your
groups.
Yes,
you were.
Yeah, so all of us grew in so many great ways. Now, before we jump in, though, Kay, can I give our listeners, in case they don't know you,
sure,
your bio?
Absolutely.
And something funny about that, too, that when I'm either in a networking or some kind of business meeting, I'll always ask, do you know Kay Fittis? And everyone says, oh, yes, yes.
Oh, so, that's funny.
That's
good news.
I know. So for those who don't know you, I do want to let them know. Our guest is a recognized authority in showing career-oriented women who have learned gender behaviors to put them at a disadvantage in the workplace. She shows them simple ways to have breakthroughs. Her registered trademark, High-Heeled Success, is a step-by-step formula for maximizing career and business success. She is the author of 4 books and the creator of numerous CDs. Her articles about women in the workplace are often featured in newspapers, magazines, and online. Kay has presented to over 100,000 women in over 2,500 programs. That's a lot.
Well, it just means I'm tired.
So today, as a speaker, a trainer, and a consultant, and a coach, she shares her strategies across the U.S. So you mentioned, Kay, we're talking about visibility, that we're going to talk about this in a 3-part podcast.
That's right.
And I wonder if you're able to give us, in these 3 parts, we're going to try and extrapolate 2 important points from the webinar that you offer.
Yes.
So tell us about visibility.
It's interesting because when the people came into this program, the first challenge was to get them to verbalize and face their fears of visibility and also understand how those fears emerge. And trust me, I get that because as a child, a teen, a young adult, I was just about as invisible as they come. Mm-hmm. I was the product of 2 bigger-than-life parents, Yul and Rosella Jones. I never got a word in edgewise, and I felt dimmed by their huge shadows. So I was really a very invisible person, and it took me years to make peace with my own visibility. However, the reason is less important than the result of not being in the limelight. Here's the deal. If you are invisible in your workplace, chances are the best opportunities, the best promotions, the best projects, and respect pass you by. Would you agree with that, Karen?
Yeah, and tell us what you mean by invisible.
If you are in your office with your nose to the grindstone and none of the movers and the shakers in your world know who you are and the valuable work that you do, you are invisible. People need to self-promote, but just that word
yeah.
makes people crazy.
Yeah.
They think a promotion is sleazy. It's not. It's just plain smart. So one of the things I would tell your listeners, you have to make your peace with self-promotion. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that it doesn't have to be obnoxious. And if it's a struggle for your listeners, I would recommend a good beginning would be start listing the benefits and all the compelling reasons why they need to self-promote and become more visible. Once you find that compelling reason to be more visible, it will likely give you the push you need. We all have to have a compelling why.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that was a big thing when I took the course from you, that a couple of the gals in our class felt like they had this imposter syndrome,
mm-hmm.
that they weren't really good enough, even
yes.
though they were. And then there was another struggle that I was even struggling with is what you're talking about, the why. What do you have to offer? Who's the audience? And, you know, what are you selling?
That really led us into our second session, which was focused on the development of expert and guru status. And I will tell you, just those words made people so uncomfortable. Their first reaction was, I'm not a guru
right.
about anything.
Right, right.
It really rattled their cages, something yeah. terrible.
Well, and some of us misunderstood it, that, you know, I think if you are an employee, you don't feel like you're the guru of anything if you're not the boss.
That's right. And that's certainly not true. I love the quote by Alex Trebek, who's the host of Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we are all experts in our own little niche.
Mm.
And if they weren't good at something, they wouldn't be employed.
Right.
Or if they're a business owner, they wouldn't still be in business. And there are at least four factors, if not more, that make up one's guru status. And the one that we led with, because people could get comfortable with this one first and foremost, was your personality. And we've all got a personality. And if we can look at our unique personality as one of the things that makes us unique, that gives us expertise, that gives us specialization, then we can then jump to the ones that are a little bit more difficult. For example, now I'm going to change all the names
okay.
to protect the guilty or the innocent here, but we're going to call her Tanya. One of the things that Tanya realized was that a component of her guru status was her serious, no-nonsense approach. She always has the ability to ask really penetrating, deep, hard questions, sometimes when others aren't even willing to get close to those kinds of questions. So getting people to start realizing their guru status is made up by their personality and what they have been doing in many cases for years and years and years, but they've never put the stamp, the label on it as expertise and guru status.
And I think there's something behind that, too, that I read something this weekend that a personal trainer in Hollywood wrote. And she had been doing a blog, and she said that a study revealed that 8 times a day, women say something negative about themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we tear ourselves down. And so you're actually reversing that, saying to really develop something positive within yourself to start to flush out what are your good points? What are your personality points that people need? What is the work that you're doing? And to reverse that, so it's like taking a pain pill every couple hours. We're going to have to reverse our negativity.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and you did ask us to do that, and that was really powerful because you have in your workshop not just this dialogue about what we should do, you actually have us implement this.
That's the key.
Yeah.
You know, action is the key. We can change our perspective. We can change our thoughts. But until we change our actions,
yes.
nothing new is going to happen.
Right. And I loved how you had us keep a log. and I forgot what you called it, but it was positive things that we were doing to move toward the goal.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that in some of the upcoming segments of our podcast, because that is a critical factor. But in a way, it's a little bit like being a child. And when you're 4 years old, and in this day and age, kids have Velcro on their shoes.
Right.
But back in the day, when they had to learn to tie their shoe, it was such a struggle. Mm. Then they did it. And then it became, oh, it's no big deal to tie my shoe. Same thing is true with adults and expertise. Once we have mastered something, we tend to negate it. It's just part of who we are and what we do. So now it's of no value and no importance.
You know, I found that to be true when we discussed that. Whatever workshop I put together, that I had these women's workshops, and after I mastered those and implemented those for a couple years, then I thought, well, they're not very good because they're pretty beginner, so I need to do something else. Well, that's not really true at all. You were talking about that in our workshop. I recognized that about myself, that I stopped implementing those beginning ones, and those were actually the basic.
The best ones?
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, I think we forget it's become old hat to us.
Right.
But it's brand new, fresh for our participants or our listeners. They're still at a beginning stage. You're not anymore.
Right.
But they may be.
Right. That we've evolved. But that we really have something to say. Well, I want to close this segment here. And we're going to be back with Kay for a second podcast. And we will be talking about visibility. So thank you for joining me for Inspired Conversations.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Jeff Britton from Britton Products, Inc. And he's out of Huntington Woods, Michigan. And you can contact him all things real estate, over 300 products on his website at brittonproducts.com. And that's BRITTONproducts.com. And also like to thank the law offices of Stephen R. Adams, LLC, on 9th Street in Cincinnati, and you can contact him at 513-659-4442.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery. Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.